Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers, and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today's Monday, 29th of August, and here in Auroville, mostly sunny morning on 30 degrees Celsius, and today we can expect mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon, and widely separate evening thunderstorms, otherwise considerable cloudiness over the night. 30% chance on precipitation, and they predicting 3 hours of rain. Temperatures from low of 26 to high of 35 with a heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 11%, and on Thursday, 1st of September, it's gonna be new moon, and with it, the annual solar eclipse, which will be visible from Madagascar and locations in Central Africa. The moon shadow will also cross parts of the Atlantic and Indian Ocean. For most viewers in Africa, the eclipse will be a partial solar eclipse. It will begin at 6:13 Universal Time, and the maximum point will take place at 9:01 Universal Time. And the annularity will last for 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Krupa visited us in studio, and she is inviting us to the 4th Art Break Day here in Auroville on 2nd and 3rd of September. Good morning, Krupa, and welcome again in our studio. 4th year of Art Break Day.
Yes, good morning. So how can we make it interesting for the 4th time?
I don't know. I saw the theme, Believe, and actually it's inspired quite a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't too?
Absolutely. I feel like the themes that are chosen for this global event are so connected to Auroville. So I was really excited that we'll have this opportunity to see what people believe in visually, and that's, I think it could be really beautiful. Yeah.
You just gave me a piece of art, which is say, I am the world. Mm-hmm. And you said the topic, the theme of the last year was I am.
Yes.
Yeah. And somebody came with such a beautiful theme, no?
Yeah.
Really connectedness. Cool. Which are the days that is happening this year?
So this year we have 2 events because we finally finished our art center. Mm-hmm. And so the first event is happening with the 40 or more other sites that are going on around the world. And that is on September 2nd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. at Visitor Center like the previous years. Yeah. And then the second event is on the next morning, on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have said, you know, we're busy on Friday, we can't come and work. And I said, well, it's organized like this in California, so what can we do? So finally this year we can offer something different. And it's going to be a very special process at our art center, a collaborative mandala, like large scale. And
large scale, you mean large scale in diameter? How much?
Our entire space, which is what?
9 meters?
Yeah. A bit more, yeah.
9 meters. You already had a pattern or mandala on the floor, no?
We have. So we've been, in the last year, we've been really diving into a mandala process as a ritual, as a co-creation, as a way for people to come together. And that's just small scale. We have this mirror in the middle of our space, and people come together with different materials, and they just create a little world, which I think is the perfect metaphor for how we relate in the community. And it's been really beautiful. So this will cover the entire center,
though. So you want to expand from mirror out?
Yeah, this is the occasion to do that.
Okay, since it's co-creative thing, what we can do, what you can bring with us if you come?
You can bring any materials, flowers, seeds, things from nature, but also other things. We'll also have a lot of materials. We're really lucky to be sponsored by Artists Moving, and they're the ones organizing this event around the world. So, yeah.
2 years back, I think you had 2 girls from that Artists Moving, right? I know somebody was here as well. I remember two girls.
We had some volunteers from Germany. Yeah. So each year we've had a series of volunteers. Actually, that whole team that comes together to make it possible for people to create is also really beautiful. So Sankalpa now has a team of about 5, and so we'll all be involved. But we're also welcoming other volunteers. We have a couple slots, so anyone who would like
Friday,
to sign
right?
up.
Especially.
For both days, yeah. Mm. Yeah, all are welcome. And
how many people usually attend on those art break days?
So in previous years at Visitor Center, we had around 300 each year. So, yeah, it's a lot.
A span of 8 hours, how you do that?
With an amazing team. And I think that everyone comes with such a beautiful energy. The atmosphere there is just something really magical. So to be out in public, co-creating that way, you know, and what's most important to me is that people from such different backgrounds, different ages, I mean, across all barriers, we're sitting down and we're creating. And it's a simple act, but I think it's really important for our community.
Cool. But there are also people from outside come and participate, no?
Absolutely. So that's what, when I say community, I think yeah. far beyond, community. Yeah, beyond
and our... when we're talking about the community, apart from the school kids, does the grown-ups also come?
Yes, though they hesitate, like all adults, they say, oh, it's been 15 years since I drew something. I had this art teacher who was really mean. I'm not an artist. So these are the things I hear all the time. And then slowly we encourage them and they sit down and then, you know, it all comes out and it's beautiful to watch. Mm. So we encourage all ages to come.
What about bioregion? You know, like Tamil women, do they come?
Yes. Often in visitor center, it's people, the women who are working in the places. There. So when they have their tea break, we really encourage them, you know, even 10 minutes to sit down. That's the idea, to take an art break. So, yeah.
So it's not limited. You can stay 5 minutes or you can stay 8 hours.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Full freedom to show us all you believe in.
Okay. I remember a few years back, you were showing me the all the paints you have, the markers and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of material do you have this year?
So what I really appreciate about Artists Moving is that in the first 2 years, they sent us supplies from the US, which mm-hmm. was wonderful to play with these really high quality materials, but it came with a lot of packaging. And I said, you know, in Oroville, we're really trying to be more conscious. And so they shifted to giving some money and then allowing us to purchase materials locally, which goes so much further here in India. Yeah. So we're really excited. So we have all the basic drawing and painting supplies, but beyond that, we're for this mandala, we're including a lot of like embroidery and other interesting materials. So
beads, stones.
Yes, it's going to be magical.
Broken tiles.
You're already, you have some ideas. Good. So you'll be there.
I just have those glass round beads, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
You can, they're shining pretty. And
yes. Yeah, we'll have a whole range of fabrics and yeah, everything you can imagine. But people are also welcome to bring their own things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So I hope you're going to be there this time. We're waiting for you.
I'll send the delegates, you know. I have like 2-3 delegates I can call. No, but I really like the team this year. Team,
yeah.
Believe.
Yes. So come and show us what you believe in.
Cool. Thank you for today.
Thank
See you.
See you
on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Pondi Photo, a biennale festival initiated by Pondi Art, is a platform where art and education attempt to break existing social barriers by presenting visually impactful photography-oriented events focused on today's social and environmental issues in public spaces. This year's theme is water, and all events are open and free for the public, going on from 27th of August until 11th of September. So on Sunday, 4th of September at 4 p.m. at Old Port, we can see Interactive Mind by Drupad. And later on at 5 p.m. on main stage, Old Port Creative Dance, Chandrakala Dance Troupe. Apart from that, exhibition is really amazing, huge and beautiful. And there are plenty of other workshops, screening of the movies. Oroville Council informs us that the Oroville Council's general meeting plan on Wednesday the 31st of August at Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m. will be going on, and the purpose of this meeting is to share their work with us and update us on the different topics they are presently handling. The Alliance invites us to restructure and put in place a fresh new entry service in order to give momentum to the manifestation of the change of the new policy. Despite the goodwill and commitment of the present entry service members, it has been noted that an urgent restructuring of the team is needed if we want to implement the changes brought about by the new policy effectively. In that light, the Oroville Council invites us to a team building workshop to put in place a new team for entry service on Saturday, 3rd of September, between 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan. And then on Tuesday, 6th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we'll have a general meeting where Oroville Council and Resident Assembly Services encourage us to attend to hear an update on the works towards the restructuring Oroville's town planning and development and participatory town planning. Cyril, inside middle of June, spontaneously started our event conversation, a series of weekly reflections, not lectures, between students and volunteers, newcomers and interested people with our villains and friends of our will with experiences in specific fields of knowledge. So on Thursday, 1st of September, they will have Andrea, an Italian friend, architect and academic from Politecnico of Milan, and the topic will be introduction of BIM, process, workflow, sustainable simulation for architecture. Conversation will be starting at 3:30 p.m. at Seated in Art Gallery, and all are welcome. YouthLink is preparing a series of workshops for higher education, and they title it A Gate and a Path, where Omar is designing four modules, four Saturday afternoons in September, which means 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th. But they're saying that these workshops also invite parents and educators to attend. And these sessions will help youth or any Auroville who is interested in going outside of Auroville for the study with understanding themselves and their needs, the different opportunities according to different region in the world, how to apply, how to prepare a good portfolio, how to apply for scholarship, and etc. On Saturday, 3rd of September, from 3:30 p.m. onward, at AHA Kindergarten, AHA Kindergarten Fair will be going on. And that would be an evening of wonderful performances, fun activities, and joyous conversation for kids and grown-ups. At Women's Festival, pre-events, tomorrow, 30th of August, at 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., cultural performances, where would be a morning of traditional song and dance, followed by lunch. And this event is going on nearby, and it's the same space as Institute of Applied Technology in Irumbay. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., there were screen meditations on Savitri, Book 12, Epilogue, The Return to Earth. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Indian documentary Fireflies in the Abyss, made in India 2015 by writer and director Chandrasekhar Reddy. And after the movie, there will be question and answer session with the writer and director Chandrasekhar. Tomorrow, West Asian drama, Get the Trial of Vivian Amsalem, made in Israel, France, and Germany by writer and director Ronit Elkabetz and Shlomi Elkabetz. And on Wednesday, we can see a cultural movie, Ballet, Science, by Caroline Carlson, recorded live in Paris in France in 2007, and directed by Denis Cagliotti. And the mother wrote, "To do yoga, one of the most important things to achieve is to get rid of all attachment to the past. Let the past be past and concentrate only on the progress you want to make and the surrender to the divine you have is achieved. My blessings and helps are always with you. With love, the Manda." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.org.